Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting development in weight loss, a potential game changer. Really, it's about a new pill being developed by Syntis Bio that could mimic the effects of gastric bypass surgery.
Wow, a pill that acts like surgery? That sounds almost too good to be true. Tell me more.
Right? So it's based on this fascinating concept of creating a temporary coating in the small intestine. This coating redirects nutrient absorption to the lower part of the intestine, similar to what happens after gastric bypass.
I see. Interesting. So, it's not actually shrinking the stomach or anything, just redirecting the food's path, so to speak.
Exactly. It uses a combination of dopamine and a tiny amount of hydrogen peroxide. This reacts with an enzyme in the intestine to form a biocompatible polymer coating. This coating lasts about 24 hours because the intestinal lining cells regenerate quickly. Pretty ingenious, huh?
Absolutely. But is it safe? And does it actually work?
Well, early trials on animals and a small group of humans suggest it is safe and might suppress hunger. In rats, they saw a consistent 1% weekly weight loss over 6 weeks, and importantly, lean muscle mass was preserved.
Got it. That's a key point, especially with concerns about muscle loss with some existing weight loss drugs like GLP-1s.
Precisely. And while the human trials weren't designed to test weight loss, yet they did see positive changes in hormones related to hunger and appetite. Lower glucose and ghrelin, the hunger hormone, higher leptin, appetite regulator.
But wouldn't redirecting nutrients like that cause digestive issues? Like, unpleasant side effects?
That's a valid concern. One expert, not affiliated with Syntis, suggested potential side effects similar to gastric bypass surgery, like bloating, cramping, maybe diarrhea, or nausea, might show up in larger studies. But remember, these are just predictions based on the mechanism, not confirmed side effects.
Okay, so where does this new pill fit in with the existing weight loss options, like, those GLP-1 drugs that are so popular right now?
One expert suggested this pill could be a first-line treatment, maybe even used before considering GLP-1s. It could also be a good alternative for people who can't tolerate the side effects of GLP-1s or who prefer a pill to an injection. It's all about having more options for personalized treatment.
I see. So it's not about replacing existing options, but expanding them and offering more personalized approaches.
Exactly. This is still early stage research, but if it pans out, it could be a real game changer in the fight against obesity. Thanks for joining us today for this fascinating discussion. Until next time, stay healthy and informed.
Goodbye.